Good morning.
Just a reminder, we're in the process right now of doing some renovations in our downstairs conference room, and we're hoping to find a new home for our library that's down there. So if you're interested in looking at any of those books, you're welcome to, and feel free to take as many as you would like. We're hoping to finish this up by next week if possible. Also, just a reminder for VBS that we are currently looking for volunteers and asking anyone who is interested in volunteering to please go on our website and sign up. There's some more information in the back of your bulletin and also on our website on this. The Old Testament reading for this, the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, is from the 17th chapter of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and will set it out. I will break off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel will I plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. In the shade of its branches, birds of every sort will nest, and all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree, and I make high the low tree, dry up the green tree, and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading is from the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians. We know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A tiny seed. That's all it takes, Jesus said. A tiny seed can grow into an enormous tree. A mustard seed, smaller than an acorn, will grow into a tree with a thick trunk and strong branches. We take that for granted. But when you think about it, that's hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to think something so small, something so insignificant, can one day become something so great and so strong. The disciples didn't realize something so small could become something so great. And sometimes we don't either. After all, when was the last time you had the chance to hold a tiny seed in your hand? And you actually took the time to think about what that tiny seed could become. When was the last time you held an acorn in your hand and didn't just kick it with your foot or throw it out of your yard? And you thought about what that acorn could become someday. I know, we usually don't do that because we're too busy driving somewhere to think about what something could be in life. We're busy with work and activities and friends. No time to stop and smell those roses. No time to pause in our day and to consider that something so small, like an acorn, could become something amazing in years to come. And especially, who is going to stop their busy day to pick up an acorn and give that insignificant acorn a few precious seconds of our precious lives to think about what it could become one day, what it could grow into someday? What's the little things in our lives that can easily get overlooked? Little things that don't scream out for attention. Little things like an acorn that are not able to give us an alert like we get when our text comes through on our phone. Little things like this get overlooked, which is sad because it's very often the little things in our lives that can become something so great just a few years from now. Jesus said, the kingdom of God may look insignificant. Jesus said, the kingdom of God starts off so small and like a tiny seed. You could just overlook it. For all of you, the kingdom of God started with a tiny seed of water. Just a little bit of water splashed on your forehead. A few brief words spoken over you in that water. As the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You probably don't remember your baptism. It's a tiny seed. And even if you do remember it, we don't often think of our baptism as something great and powerful. Baptism is like a tiny seed that doesn't make a lot of noise or draw attention to itself. But still, it does great things. The kingdom of God also comes in the tiny seed of the absolution. The absolution, those are such tiny words you hear every week when the pastor says, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Such brief words when compared with the volume of words you are seeded with throughout your day on TV, your phones, Facebook. Compared to that, the absolution can look like a tiny seed. It doesn't look especially great. It's short, happens once a week. It's tiny. Today we're given another little seed in the church. We come to the altar today to receive a very little communion host, a tiny seed, not a full loaf of bread, a tiny communion wafer, a seed of the body of Christ. It's nothing compared to all the food you will eat later today or tomorrow, or all the food you will eat this whole week. And the wine we drink in the Lord's Supper, it's just a tiny sip. We don't chug down a whole bottle of wine in communion. We get a tiny little sip of Christ's blood, a tiny seed. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a tiny seed. It looks small. It seems insignificant. But the kingdom of God doesn't stay small, does it? It doesn't stay insignificant, does it? Just as an acorn grows into a mighty oak, so also does the kingdom of God. Just as a tiny mustard seed, the tiniest of seeds, grows into a massive tree, so also does the kingdom of God. You don't always see that right now. Right now, you see a tiny seed. But one day, one day you will see a massive towering oak. One day you will see it. And you're starting to see it right now. When you were baptized, you were baptized into Jesus. A tiny seed, so small. You can't even see it. You probably don't even remember it. But still, a seed was planted in you in that baptism. A seed that united you to Jesus' death and his resurrection. It is a tiny seed that is growing inside of you. A tiny seed that is sprouting in you right now with the Holy Spirit. A tiny seed that is giving you hope that everything Jesus did for you is truly given to you. Baptism is a tiny seed, and yet it is so powerful. It is a seed that is growing in you so strongly that one day it will blossom and grow you into an eternal life. Your baptism, the tiny seed, will keep growing even after you are dead, until that day comes when you will be given a resurrection from the dead by Jesus himself. A tiny seed inside of you will grow into a mighty new life with a new body and a new home and a new heaven and a new earth. Such a tiny seed was planted inside of you. But that tiny seed is growing you into Jesus himself, growing you into his death and his resurrection, done all for you. The words of our absolution in church are tiny, aren't they? They are a minuscule seed of words in an entire ocean you're flooded with on a daily basis. They're small seeds, just one sentence long. But look at what those seeds grow into, even right now. When you sin this week, when your sins burden you, this week, whenever you're filled with guilt, where do you go with that? Do you just crumble? I hope not. Because God has planted a seed in you. He planted a seed in you that says, I forgive you. God has planted a tiny seed in you that will keep growing and becoming stronger. A seed that grounds you in Jesus Christ and in his death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. That's what the absolution is. Jesus' forgiveness done for you. God planted that seed in you. And I pray you root your souls to it. Grow into that seed as that seed grows into you, so you may grow up strong, knowing and believing Christ's death really was and is for your forgiveness. And then there's the Lord's Supper we celebrate together. The communion host is so small. And that host, when you put it in your mouth, it almost melts away in your mouth. It's so thin. And that sip of wine barely even touches your lips and tongues. It's so small. The Lord's Supper is a tiny seed. But tiny seeds can do great things, don't they? What Jesus plants inside you today is his real body and real blood, given into death for you 2,000 years ago. God plants this inside of you. God does this. And he does this because he loves you. And God does this because he cares about you. And God does this because he wants to be near you. And God does this because he does not want you leaving this church today without knowing beyond any doubt that his death on the cross was done for you. God died on a cross for you. God died for you. And God gives that to you in the tiny seed of the Lord's Supper. It's so tiny. It's so small. It's so insignificant. And yet it's also so powerful. The Lord's Supper grows into something strong and mighty and towering. Because you don't just receive Jesus Christ's death for the forgiveness of your sins. You also receive Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead. You are given the seed of eternal life. You are given the promise that the resurrection from the dead is yours and all Christians. You are given the promise that even though you will die, you will live again. You have this promise. It's yours. It's yours for one reason and one reason alone. God has planted that seed inside of you. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which surpasses our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.